Attachments and Infestations, Part 3, Demons and Acorns. Hello again, thank you for joining me once more. I hope you are all doing very well. I am Marie Swaru. Perhaps the type of astral entity that is most used by the controllers of Earth and using their religions are demons, as they are more than excellent to promote fear, therefore they are a very good tool to control the population, making them obedient and dependent on the government systems, like religion. The fear of something as terrible as a demon taking them into the underworld where they would suffer extreme tortures for all eternity can't be beaten for population control and indoctrination purposes. But leaving out religious meanings as much as possible, what are demons and archons exactly? Although related, they are not the same. An archon is sometimes also considered a kind of demon depending on who is describing them. For me, an archon is above demons in general. Archon comes from a Greek word that means ruler, and as the meaning has been used, archon would mean those who rule over some place or area, also referred to as those who rule Earth. An archon could be referred to as the devil, and demons as lesser devils, perhaps. Archons are said to be those who rule over Earth and who enslave humanity in some sort of prison planet where they are recycled using reincarnation. All their souls are exploited energetically, mostly for their pain and suffering, as that is what they eat. For me and my group, an archon is simply a very powerful lower astral entity that has a very strong manipulation capacity and which has managed to develop a crude social structure and hierarchy among its similar entities and creatures. As I explained in other videos, the lower astral is like a badly manifested and badly made copy of the physical world above it, and that coexists with it in the same space, yet cannot be usually seen from the side of the physical as it remains hidden from the detection capacity of the living body's senses. The only difference between the lower astral and the physical world, and what permits someone to see one or the other, is simply perception, as it is their hiding in plain sight, blending within reality's texture as part of it, invisible for the untrained eye, almost as if it wouldn't even be there, yet it affects the side of the living, the physical, in a very strong way all the time, as I explained in detail in my videos. The portals we all make, the paranormal, and paranormal portals. We could also describe the lower astral as the exact same world of the physical, but without all its positive, beautiful high-frequency components. It's the same world, with the same streets and buildings, but void of all love and kindness, with nothing positive in it, therefore always showing a decadent and terrifying aspect. And the only thing that determines what a specific person can see, the side of the physical, of the dark and ugly lower astral, is its perception. Each person, each soul, does not see reality as something definitive or fixed. They see who they are, and the reality each person can see is a direct reflection of who they are and of the frequency and vibration of their thoughts. What each person or soul thinks determines how and what they will see as their world. So you can imagine how dark, twisted and sad someone must be to live in the lower astral and see it as their world, and it is from that low frequency point of view where the entities which inhabit that place see the world of the living as a place to parasite and to drain energy and whatever they need from. Therefore it is from there and from that point of view, from where humans are being exploited energetically by those creatures. But as I have explained before in those other videos, it will only depend on the personal frequency and vibe of each person in the physical world, as people who sustain a very high frequency of thought and a positive attitude towards life are very hard to manipulate and to drain energy from by those creatures and entities. Yet high-frequency people can sometimes be accessed by lower astral entities, as they have acquired all kinds of tricks to cause a chain of unfortunate events that can indirectly affect a high-frequency person in the physical world. This is partially why bad things happen to good people, as those dark entities feel a lot of envy and resentment against high-frequency people, precisely because they are very hard to get anything from, and because they also help elevate the frequency of other people and of entire areas where they are in, therefore making it a lot more difficult for lower astral entities to feed off, drain and energetically exploit anyone under the high-frequency person's influence. Yet it is still in each person's hands not to fall for those tricks and remain in their personal power and away from their influence. And most of those high-frequency people are starseeds, of course. A demon is an astral entity that has separated so much from Source that it depends on other ones that do have a strong connection to keep existing. Everything is consciousness and everything is mind, so it depends on other people to manifest its existence or to keep existing, and they do this by demanding attention from people, draining their manifestation power as they focus on that what they fear, in this case, the demon. Fear causes great concentration on whatever causes that fear, therefore all the manifestation power of the person in fear will go to manifest more of that it fears. People manifest whatever they have in their attention the most, that is what is manifested, regardless if the person intellectually wants it or not. This is why we manifest who we are, and not what we want. A demon has separated itself from Source so much that all it places its attention on is its needs and wants, because if they are not met, the demon would wither and die, dissolving back into the ethers, as it cannot exist on its own. It can only exist as a parasite, and as a manifestation egregore product of someone, or some group who is manifesting it into existence. As I described in my recent video, telepathic fields, and your egregores and fears, one person can create and feed an egregore being, manifesting it out of its fears, although it is much more common that a group of people manifests an egregore, or many of them as they combine and synchronize their creative power on all the attributes the egregore must have according to them. What a person or a group of people strongly believes in is created and manifested into existence. It may be just an energy as seen from the side of the living, or it can be something with mass, something tangible as well as seen from the side of the lower astral, and this is why those creatures and entities are always looking for a way to access the realm of the living, the physical world, as there they can exploit parasite and drain the energy of other people more efficiently. A demon is an astral creature that can only think about its needs. It is the ultimate expression of pure narcissism and will do anything it can to have its needs met, and it does not care about other people, creatures, or souls. A demon is centered on its goal and will stop at nothing to fulfill it. It has no empathy, no ethics, and no morality. It is very separated from anything that has to do with love and integration. And this is the very definition of a creature that is separated from Source. It is the opposite of Source and can only exist as a subproduct of who has a connection, the stronger the better, and if it can exploit high-frequency people, they get even more energy from them than from any other. This is why they go against children so often, because of their innocence, and because of their strong life force, and life force is connection to Source. One and the same. All people in the world of the physical, of the living, exist in duality, regardless of what species they are a member of, so they know contrast, black and white, warm and cold, good and evil. They have a choice and a mind to understand which way to go, and what to place their attention on. As people in the physical know good and love, which is the same as a strong connection to Source, and at the same time they also know separation, fear and pain, so they become a bridge between the lower astral and its archons, demons and entities, and Source. Those lower astral entities can only feed from Source through a person or a group of people in the physical. It is the only way they can continue to exist. And they can only access the physical world, the one of the living, through someone living, so they exploit live people who are in their frequency range to get what they want. They love to parasite people in power, like politicians, because that is how the demons acquire more of what they want, more power of their own, especially to make many people suffer, therefore draining more of their life force and manifestation attention, strengthening them. Demons use organic portals to work through them in the physical world. Those are soulless people who are just a product of the matrix, and these are often referred to as background people. When a person with a strong connection to Source, therefore that has a soul, enters into a narcissistic spiral, it is commonly said that they sell their soul to the devil. They have let a demon use them, use their body in exchange for any self-centered favor, that also fulfills the demon's needs, as these will never do anything at all if they don't get something in return. The person who has sold their soul to the devil has permitted it to use them, or their body, and therefore has granted access to them. They have given the demon a rite of pass, becoming parasitized by that very strong entity who displaces the original soul. And this soul displacement is the same as moving it away from all connection to Source, isolating it from anything that connects to it, with no love, no compassion, no empathy, and no integration. This is why a person who has given their soul to the devil has lost its soul, as it has become a demon in itself. Demons are out there in the real world. They are mostly an energy that will stop at nothing to cause pain and suffering, but mostly fear. But many are in the physical form, yet they mostly look like regular people, those who are tricksters and make good people believe in their manipulations and their tricks. This is why narcissists can be very dangerous, especially the heaviest ones, as they most certainly are demons inside. We all have narcissistic traits, it's part of existing and living in duality, but that is not all that we are, because we also have empathy and discernment, love and integration. People in the world of the living are both demons and light beings, and how each one chooses to act will determine the realm and the world they will see and live in. The greatest virtue is the person, the soul who knows what it is like to be a demon, but chooses to be a light being. Such people are wise and are very difficult to be manipulated or tempted by demons and other lower astral entities, because they know their tricks and the consequences of falling for them. Demons lure good people to serve them, or at least to enter into a suffering dynamic or vicious circle, using immediate satisfaction, or immediate dopamine release. This is why they use addictions, and why they end up destroying the person. Demons also love to use anything sexual to manipulate their victims, as it is easy to grant immediate satisfaction and dopamine release there and are responsible for sexual deviations and perversions, especially those that involve making the victim suffer the most. A demon is a lower astral entity that exists in the purest form of narcissism, and will simply do anything to fulfill its needs. Therefore, they can also cause something good to happen to someone or some group of people, if the demon gains what it wants in return as part of the deal. And the deal does not have to be verbal or written, it is enough to be a frequency match with the demon. So people must beware of their thoughts and how they want to attain what they want, because they can fall into being a match with a demon. And Arcans are nothing other than organized demons. This energy soup called physical existence, which all people are immersed in, is the result of averaging the good things and the bad things a person or a collective has manifested for themselves. A demon and all it does and causes is nothing more than the direct reflection of the human collective unconscious. They are egregores, and they are very real. And so is the physical world, and the matrix. They are reflections of who the people are, their mirrors. People in the physical who have a strong connection to Source are who create reality, because they are Source itself, everything spawns from them. To be safe from demons and their temptations, tricks, traps, and manipulations, you simply must stop acting like one. Don't be one, you have a choice. If go that way, you will lose connection to Source, and you will lose your soul. Nothing good will ever come from that. There are other more constructive ways to reach your goals. Don't be a demon, it is your choice and yours alone. Thank you for watching my video, and for liking and subscribing, I appreciate it a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love. Your friend, Marie Soirée.